Heidelberg Catechism, and in there is the Apostles' Creed. Questions numbers 20 through 23. Are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? No, only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. What is true faith? True faith is not only a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in his word, but also a hearty trust, which the Holy Spirit works in me by the gospel, that not only to others, but to me also, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. What then is necessary for a Christian to believe? All that is promised us in the gospel, which the articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith teach us in summary. What are these articles? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. So we are looking at questions 22 through 23. We are focusing on which section in the catechism. Remember, the catechism breaks into three sections. The first is how great my sin and misery is. The second, how I'm redeemed from all my sins and misery. And the third, how I'm to be thankful to God for such redemption. That's question number two in the catechism. And so we have looked at that first section, our need for the Savior. And now we are in the second section. If you notice, we began that on the Lord's Day number 5, or the question number 12. So we begin with the largest section in the catechism, focusing on how we are redeemed from all our sins and misery. And so the question that is raised has to do with faith. Notice that the question number 20 asked, is there such thing as universal salvation? In other words, is everyone going to heaven? Is everybody saved by the cross? And the answer is no. Notice, no, only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. And so there is a necessity for true faith or saving faith. Do all men have some type of faith? The answer is yes. All men believe or actually function in many ways by faith. In some sense, by faith, you believed you weren't going to die in your car on the way here, and so you showed up. You assumed that it was going to be safe, or by faith, you trusted the car wasn't going to break down, and so on. By faith, people function all the time. They believe certain things and assume other things based on it. Faith is inescapable for man. But notice it says true faith. Or we could use the word saving faith. Not all men have saving faith. Why? What is the definition of saving faith? Well, the definition is probably one of the best I've ever seen, and that is question number 21. True faith is not only a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in his word, but also a hearty trust which the Holy Spirit works in me by the gospel. So notice again, what are the elements that are mentioned here? What does true faith need? What are the, there's actually three in this catechism question. The first one is the knowledge. You have to know something to believe that. You have to know the gospel. You have to know the truth in order to believe it. Faith is not just a blind leap in the dark, but it is founded upon something. And so true faith is a knowledge. But notice there a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth. I'm convinced, I'm convicted that there is, that God has revealed to us in His Word, there is surety or certainty that what God has revealed is true. Right? Not only do I know it, but I believe it is true. I am certain that it's true. And then finally, notice that in order for it to be true saving faith, there must also be a hearty trust. Now, that's not hearty like a man hearty, but it's trust from the heart. Okay? It's a trust that is based in the heart, comes from the heart. It's found in the heart. And so it is one that all of you actually exercise in some ways. The elements of a true faith when you sat in your chair. Okay? I'm not exercising the elements of true faith right now because I'm not sitting in the chair. But I know that that chair, that's a chair. I know that chair can keep me, hold me up, but I'm not actually, well, now I'm exercising faith in the chair, right? I'm trusting the chair. I put my weight in the chair. In some ways, all three elements of true faith are mentioned here in the Catechism. It's a knowledge of the truth, it's an understanding that it is true and a certainty, but then there's also that trust. Notice in the Catechism question, it also says, where does that faith come from? The Holy Spirit works in me that faith by the gospel. Faith is a gift of God. It is that which comes through the proclamation of the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit. And the rest of the catechism goes on to give us some of the benefits or blessings of that of salvation, of the exercise of true faith, including, I know that my sins are forgiven. I know that I have everlasting righteousness. The righteousness of Christ is imputed to me. And I have salvation, which has been freely given by God, merely of grace or only for the sake of Christ's merits. By Christ alone, by grace alone, by faith alone, all of these are found in this catechism question. So then the question arises, well, what is it that we have to believe if we have to have true saving faith in order to be saved, or true faith, and it has a knowledge of what? Notice what the catechism says. It says, all that is promised to us in the gospel, which the articles of our Catholic and undoubted Christian faith teach us, in summary. And so the Apostles' Creed, as we refer to it, is actually the gospel. And you guys know this. This is not new. Hopefully it's not new information. But it's interesting that here it speaks of the gospel summarized as the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Again, something that you already know. But it's always good for us to come back and be reminded of it. And so here we have a proclamation of God the Creator and Sustainer, of Jesus Christ our Savior, and of the Holy Spirit working in our lives and in the church, bringing us together, forgiving our applying the work of Christ for our forgiveness of our sins, and also the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. These are all connected with the work of the Triune God. And so the gospel proclamation, in summary form, is found in here, or what it is that we must believe. And so, again, we are focusing on the blessings of redemption or salvation. The means through which it occurs, it is by true faith, the work of God's Spirit, based upon the work of the Triune God. Amen? Amen.